Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Let me give you our toll-free number if you want to join us. We'll be taking a lot of calls, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Well, the mess at the southern border is worse than ever. Now we have a problem at our northern border. Now we have a problem with more Chinese nationals than we had ever seen in history. And we're on pace to have, under Joe Biden, after 3 years in office, somewhere between 7 and 8 million illegal immigrants that he has aided and abetted and facilitated into this country. And the worst part is we're only finding out now after the fact, the tens of thousands of them, they suspect Border Patrol professionals that they may have some terror ties. But of course, we didn't do any background checks on any of the people coming in. It's become an unmitigated disaster for small towns and big cities that have now had to deal with this influx of illegal immigrants. But if you listen to this lying administration, I'm so sick and tired of being lied to. You know, Alejandro Mayorkas, oh no, the border's fine. The border's fine. It's never been more secure. And every Biden administration, every Biden propagandist and the media won't even do their job. Here's that Mayorkas saying on the border crisis, says we've responded with a model approach that is proven to work. Proven to work based on what standard are you talking about? Listen.
Mr. Secretary, the mayor has somewhat clarified his comments, but not walked them back by any means. What's your response to those comments?
I would say the following. First and foremost, we're dealing with a broken immigration system, a fact about which everyone agrees. It is one of the rare things about which there's unanimity of views. And we need Congress to act, number one. Number two, within that broken immigration system, we are challenged by an unprecedented level of displacement in the Western Hemisphere of historic proportions. We have responded with a model approach that has proven to work, which is to build lawful pathways for individuals to arrive in a safe and orderly way.
Lawful pathways? Excuse me, they're just letting everybody in. There's nothing lawful about that process. And those people that try to obey the law and go through, you know, the arduous, difficult, hard task of being invited into the country legally with the appropriate health checks and background checks, and, you know, they get put to the back of the line. That's how we reward people that, you know, are actually responsible and respect our laws, our borders, and our sovereignty. Well, Eric Adams, Mr. Sanctuary City, New York City himself, well, no one considered we'd be dealing with hundreds of thousands of people. Well, why wouldn't you have considered it? And you're blaming Texas Governor Abbott when Texas Governor Abbott's only sending you about 13% of that population. The rest is being bussed up to New York City thanks to your pal, your friend, Joe Biden, who doesn't want to even give you a penny to help you in any way, shape, manner, or form. Here's him.
Because critics on the right have noted that New York City is a sanctuary city, and this migrant crisis comes with that territory. What do you say to those who think you relinquish your right to complain about the stresses it places on your city because of that?
Well, I think that those comments coming from those far-right Trump-like Republicans who are continuing to try to distort the reality that we do not have real immigration reform, that we should allow a true decompression strategy, protect our borders in the right way, and make sure that when you look at this city, the status of right to shelter, no one who created this decades ago took into account that we were talking about hundreds of thousands of people potentially coming to the city.
Okay, well, his estimates are $12 trillion. It's what it's ultimately going to cost the city of New York. And now announcing, days after declaring that this migrant crisis would destroy New York City, now Adams is warning the agency heads that they've got to slash their budgets by a whopping 15% by next spring to compensate because of all of Joe's illegal immigrants that they've been housing in expensive New York City hotels, you know, taking away kids' soccer and baseball fields at Randall's Island and other locations. Anyway, they know firsthand. They've been there. She's been covering this for us from the very get-go. Sarah Carter, Fox News investigative reporter, on the ground in New York City covering this disaster created, self-induced. I love all these sanctuary city and state mayors and governors. All of a sudden, they want to lash out about the very policies they encouraged. Also, Tom Homan is the former acting ICE director, Heritage Visiting Fellow. We also have Venezuelan prisons now being emptied, according to reports, onto our borders into the country. Anyway, welcome both of you back to the program. Sarah, one of the things you have focused on extensively reporting for this show and for our TV show is the amount of criminal activity that has been going on at the border. Now we have the drug dealers, we have the human traffickers, you have all of the gangs and the associated crimes and even rape of so many young people that are trying to make this perilous journey thinking that they're going to get freedom, and many of them get into the country. But it has come with a very heavy human toll. And now we know about, we have no idea how many people that are on terror watch lists or have bad intentions for this country are in the country plotting, planning, and scheming something akin to 9/11 2.0.
Oh, absolutely, Sean. And I'm here in New York today. I'm actually on my way, driving here, on my way to Roosevelt Hotel. And I was talking to parents about that issue directly outside of one of the schools. They are furious. They're concerned. They're worried about their own children and the education and the lack of education that they suffered with the COVID lockdowns. And now we've got over 22,000 is what they believe, illegal migrant children here in the city that need to be taken care of. And they understand that and they feel terrible for these children, but they are so frustrated with the Biden administration. They're so enraged that the Biden administration has put them and their children last. And I think, you know, September 11th, being here on such a day as today, you know, 22 years after the September 11th attacks, and they're saying, has anybody learned anything from this? Because we have people, you know, staying in hotels that have not been properly vetted, 10,000 illegal migrants coming in every month into the city, people that they have no concept if they're criminals, if they could harm their children. And believe it or not, a lot of these hotels are very close in proximity to the schools, to the elementary schools, to the middle schools. So there's a lot of concern there. And you look at it, you said it yourself, $40,000 per student. You have over 800,000 students in the New York City school system, right? And I mean, think of what the strain that causes the city. And now you have all these other students coming in, many of whom do not speak English, many of whom are going to need extra help, extra attention. And let's talk about the humanitarian crisis. Look at what is happening inside America, where we can't even locate 85% of these children that have come into the United States. I mean, HHS is lost has lost them in the system. A lot of these children are being placed in homes with people that aren't even their parents, that could be abusing them. So it's exacerbated. You know, when I talk to parents, and you've been covering this for 20 years, the border crisis, and I've been covering this for you, I mean, extensively, especially since the Biden administration has been so overwhelmed. But what I can tell you, Sean, is that right now, the worst crisis facing America is this border crisis. And parents know it. I think people are starting to wake up. I think the American public is starting to wake up. And they're talking directly to President Biden, and they're saying, stop this. Shut the border down now before it gets any worse. And believe me, I believe it will get worse.
Tom Homan, I mean, you're in touch with these guys that are on the front lines, former acting ICE director. What are they telling you specifically about people that are members of gangs, cartels, potential terrorists, and how many of these people are likely sneaking into this country?
Well, look, they've already arrested over 170 people on the terrorist watch list. That's who they arrested. And here's what people need to understand. They got 1.8 million gotaways. These are known gotaways. They're captured on video, drone traffic, sensor traffic. They're counted. The Border Patrol sees them, and they're counted, but they're not apprehended because the Border Patrol is too busy changing diapers, making baby formula, making hospital runs. 1.8 million known gotaways. Here's what your listeners need to understand. Border Patrol has arrested people from 170 different countries. Many of these countries are sponsored with terror. If they've arrested over 170, how many 1.8 million are known suspected terrorists? There's a reason why 1.8 million chose the harder route.
But they also said last week, correct me if I'm wrong, that they believe that maybe in retrospect, as many as 75,000 people that they should have stopped and detained and sent back could possibly have ill intentions towards this country.
Absolutely, because you got to figure, after 9/11, we created all these databases, the Visa Security Program, the Terrorist Watch List, the FBI Screening Database. All these databases were put in place to prevent people from getting a visa or getting an airline ticket, come to the United States and do us harm. And those databases work very well. But what terrorist is going to put himself in a position to order a visa or get a plane ticket when he knows he's going to be vetted and be called out? Why not go to Mexico, cross the border the way 1.8 million others did, and get away? This is the scariest issue. This is the biggest national security failure this country has seen since 9/11. And you're right. I don't know how many terrorists got through, but I know one thing. I know they did. And one of these days, we're going to find out. It's going to be a bad day for America. And this was totally preventable. President Trump had illegal immigration down a 45-year low, illegal immigration down 83%. So when 83% less people are coming, that means the Border Patrol's on the line, they're vigilant. How many terrorists didn't get in the country under President Trump? How many pounds of fentanyl didn't get in the country under President Trump? How many men and women and children didn't get sexually assaulted by the cartels under President Trump? How many pounds of fentanyl didn't get across the country under President Trump? President Trump's policies saved lives. This administration is killing migrants of record numbers, killing Americans of record numbers, and this is the biggest national security failure I've seen in this nation since 9/11.
All right, quick break. More on this disaster at the border, but they keep lying to us, saying, oh, no, the border's secure, the border's secure. Border's never been more secure.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
continue now with Sarah Carter, Fox News investigative reporter, former acting ICE director Tom Homan is with us. You know, here we are on the 22nd anniversary, 9/11/01, 2,977 Americans killed, and we've now set ourselves up. We can't put the genie back in the bottle. The people that are part of these cells are here, and what are their intentions? You know, they are plotting, planning, scheming, Sarah Carter, right now for the next attack.
Oh, they absolutely are, Sean. Look, I spent over 7 years covering terrorism. I was in Afghanistan in the war zone. I was in Iraq covering ISIS, Islamic State. There is no doubt in my mind. I'm still talking to sources on the ground in those regions where Al-Qaeda is operating and working with the Taliban in Afghanistan, with that government, and utilizing training camps in the eastern area of Afghanistan. And there is no doubt in my mind that they have seen the border, that they have targeted the border, that they have sent sleeper cells across that border. We saw that with the FBI scrambling because of the information that there were possible Uzbek terrorists that came in or people connected to terrorism. And just like Tom said, and Tom's 100% right on when it comes to this, not everybody is going to be in a database. And our adjudicators really don't even know what they're looking for half the time because they don't even have the time to look for it. They're just processing people and bringing them across the border. They're not able to actually vet these people properly. And remember, a lot of these countries were unable to give us any information on the people that are coming here anyways. How are you going to properly vet somebody who's coming from Syria? That was a big issue that President Trump had when he did the ban. He wasn't doing the ban on Muslims. He was doing the ban on nations that could not properly assist us with vetting. If we send a name to Syria, how are we going to get that vetted? If we send a name or a fingerprint to Afghanistan, how is the Taliban going to cooperate with us? How are we going to know that they are properly giving us the information on these people? So what we have now is a wide open border. We're seeing the problem in the north now. We also see adversaries like China taking advantage of this. And we can't even understand or conceptualize how far the Chinese Communist Party is willing to go when it comes to that border or what they've already done to access that border, whether that be...
Well, I'm going to add one thing. That the Communist Chinese, we have Chinese nationals buying up thousands and thousands of acres of farmland, ranch land, and land near military installations. You know, I pray to God we're all wrong, but I don't think we're going to be proven wrong. And probably sooner than later, we're going to be proven right. And then it's not going to be a good day for this country and our fellow countrymen when these cells are activated and something happens. And it is, you know, I mean, the odds are so astronomically high now that that's going to happen. We have created a vulnerability that we didn't learn from 9/11, clearly, just for that reason alone. Anyway, Tom Homan and Sarah Carter, thank you both. Appreciate you both bringing the truth to people on this. But, you know, what are we going to do beyond that? 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program.
More Hannity, less big government. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Anyway, our friends at Phoenix Capital Group, they invite you to invest in the heart of America, and that means supporting U.S. energy independence. And right now, they're connecting private investors, just like you, with investments in tangible oil and gas assets, mostly on the state level. They'll explain all of this to you. But anyway, investing in these U.S.-backed securities now yielding interest, annual interest rates with monthly payments of anywhere between 9 and 13%. Clearly a vote of confidence in the American dream. And if you want to find out more and do your due diligence, well, they're offering a free educational webinar. You can take a look for yourself. It's at phoenixonhannity.com. It's that simple. Now, before you ever make any investment decision, you got to carefully and always consider, review any and all risk involved. Learn how you can diversify your portfolio. Earn right now up to 9 to 13% annual interest with Phoenix Capital Group. The educational webinar is absolutely free. Learn more, invest in America. PhoenixOnHannity.com. That's PhoenixOnHannity.com. It's incomprehensible to think back. It's been 22 years since 9/11. 2001. 2,977 Americans slaughtered. The worst attack on American soil in history. And then you think of all the people that have died with 9/11 complications, and those, the rescue workers that were there and didn't have the proper masking, were told things were safe when they weren't. 22 years ago. Clearly, Joe Biden and the Democrats have forgotten. They want the Al-Qaeda Five to, you know, plead a lesser charge and only have life in prison and not the death penalty, which they all deserve, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind. But I'll ask all of you, especially after our last segment with Sarah Carter and Tom Homan, has America forgotten? Have you forgotten what happened that day?
Americans do not yet have the distance of history, but our responsibility to history is already clear: to answer these attacks and rid the world of evil.
I hear people say, we don't need this war.
We protest this war, and it's not a war, actually, it's a slaughter.
But I say there's some things worth fighting for.
We are very grateful and thankful that we live in a country where there's freedom of speech, that people who are either for or against a war can speak out.
What about our freedom?
Everything just went black.
And this piece of ground.
Everything came down.
We didn't get to keep them by backing down.
Glass are popping. People got hurt.
They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in.
Oh, there it goes. There it goes. There it goes.
Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
the next building
there's
just
another
blew
one.
Up. Oh, my God.
Another plane just flew in.
I feel the heat. The explosion is incredible.
Have you forgotten?
I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side.
There's been an act of war declared upon America by terrorists.
Have you forgotten?
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us.
Have you forgotten? When those towers fell, have you forgotten?
I'm going to die or not.
No. Say
I'm going to die.
Say your prayers.
We're
not
going to
die.
It's
so hot. I'm burning up.
Help! Have you forgotten about our Pentagon?
Dozens of residents that are sitting on the hills behind the Pentagon, almost like they're waiting for the 4th of July fireworks, but instead, they're staring dumbfounded at what looks like a war zone.
I mean, you see bodies flying out of the sky, and you can't do nothing about it. You tell me. No words to describe what's going on out there.
Have you forgotten?
America's a nation full of good fortune, with so much to be grateful for, but we are not spared from suffering. In every generation, the world has produced enemies of human freedom. They have attacked America. Because we are freedom's home and defender.
Have you forgotten?
And the commitment of our fathers is now the calling of our time.
Daryl Worley, have you forgotten? Too many have forgotten. How sad. I don't know what people's expectations even are at this point. I mean, I went into great specificity and detail earlier in the program. You know, Biden go, I'm going home to bed at the end of what is a rambling Vietnam press conference. And then the moment where White House staff literally abruptly ends his rambling Vietnam press conference mid-sentence and literally cut his mic off. I mean, this is so bad. I'm going to bed. I'm so tired. So exhausted. I'm so tired. And, you know, it brings back lying dog-faced pony soldiers at the international presser. It is just so bad. And this is who the Democrats want to run? Just listen to this montage of Biden at this Hanoi press conference.
It is evening, isn't it? This around the world in 5 days is interesting. Well, you know, there's that one of my staff members said, remember the famous song, you know, Good Morning Vietnam? Well, good evening Vietnam. Good morning back in America.
Now I will take your questions. Let me see, they told me they gave
the Indian looks at John Wayne and points to the Union soldier and says, he's a lion dog-faced pony soldier. Well, there's a lot of lion dog-faced pony soldiers out there about global warming. But not anymore. All of a sudden, they all realize it's a problem. And there's nothing like seeing the light. He may have a game plan. He just hasn't shared it with me. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed. Let's see. I'm just following my orders here. Staff, is there anybody I haven't spoken to? No, I ain't calling on you. I'm calling on you. I said there are five questions. Anita from VOA. It wasn't confrontational at all. He came up there.
Thank you, everybody. This ends the press conference. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just cringe every single time this man opens his mouth. I'm embarrassed for our country, and it is so sad, and so few Democrats up until now are even willing to acknowledge what we've been telling you from day one. All right, let's get to our phones. Let's say hi to Jim in Georgia. Jim, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for accepting my call.
I'm worried about Georgia. I'm worried about Georgia becoming a swing state. Am I wrong to worry about that?
Yeah, I could talk to you another hour about that, but yeah, every day it's something. So my question is, when I had my own business, whenever there was a situation with an employee, I made sure that I nipped it right there in the bud. And wherever I have worked, there's always been someone to answer to if anybody got out of line. How did Joe Biden, when he was vice president, where was his boss looking in? How did he get away with all the things he got away with and nobody held him accountable then?
Look, maybe I just haven't been digging deep enough. Many callers have brought up this point. What did Obama know? When did he know it? I'm not sure if Obama knew. Now, he claimed, and when he was bragging at the Council of Foreign Relations speech, he did claim that Obama, just call him, give him a call. I don't know if that was hubris. I don't know if it was arrogance or whether or not he really knew and understood that Obama was fully aware what Biden was going to do. There just has not been any other evidence to that point. And the sad thing is the media is never going to ask Obama that question.
No.
Nor would he ever answer it, in my view. You know, when he finally got asked the question about Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, domestic terrorists with the Weather Underground, you know, it was a question that I ended up feeding to George Stephanopoulos before he was the moderator of a debate. He's just the guy in the neighborhood, George. No, he wasn't just the guy in the neighborhood, George. He was part of the Weather Underground in 9/11/01. Of all days, he was quoted that morning in the New York Times before these terror attacks saying he wished the Weather Underground had done more, bombing New York City police headquarters, the Capitol, and other places. I mean, it's kind of nuts. But did he know? I don't know. I will keep looking. If I find it, believe me, I'll be all over it. I promise you that. Okay.
All right. I'll be listening.
All right. It's your job to make Georgia red again. I'm very worried about Georgia. Joy in North Carolina. What's up, Joy? How are you?
Hi, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask what your thoughts are. You know, there's been some speculation that Biden would come in and do another term if he wins, and they would have Kamala Harris come in about a year and a half later, and now she's saying that she's ready to step in. Who do you think would be her vice president? What do you think her cabinet would look like? And do you think that the DNC is doing a deal with her that she could do that and step in as president, but they would dictate who she would put in to help her?
I'm not really. Look, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if that call comes and she's appointed president. If something happens to Biden in either this term or next term, if they're reelected, if they were to be reelected, hopefully not, it would be her choice to make at that point. Now, if Joe's not up to running and she runs, I mean, I was pretty interested in the, and my name came up in this interview, Chuck Todd's last Meet the Press. He was never Tim Russert, never going to be Tim Russert. But anyway, so, and my name came up because Gavin is going to do this debate with Ron DeSantis, and we're just working out the final details. And, you know, he was asking about it, and he just closed the door shut. I mean, he didn't leave open any possibility he'd get in this thing, which kind of surprised me, although he kind of did it to me when I interviewed him. So I don't know whether to, you know, if enough people called him and said she can't win or she's not the right person, which I can imagine a lot of people making that call and they want him. I don't know who else they might think of. What, Gretchen Whitmer, and Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, who knows? Maybe AOC will run for president.
We hope they don't win.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
When?
Hang in there, Joy. It's going to be a bumpy year plus, that I can tell you. Jeremy is in Michigan. How would you like to see Gretchen Whitmer as your president?
Absolutely not.
Well, I think she has those ambitions, but we'll see.
Let's keep her out.
What's on your mind?
Sean, thanks for all you do for our country. Our country is in a disaster. We are in a big mess. We have to get our voting rights, all of our voting laws in shape. We talk about a lot of candidates. We talk about this candidate, who would be this candidate, who would be this, who would be that. If we do not have a fair election, nothing matters anymore. No laws, no nothing of anything. We cannot do this again. What are we doing every day? There's got to be people working on this. There's no accountability. There's no laws. There's a Jim Jordan in the Senate there and coming against the FBI fella there. How can he just sit there and say, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm talking about Director Ray, or, you know, how can they obfuscate, and it takes a threat of contempt to Congress for our FBI director to cooperate with Congress, whose role it is oversight. It's very frustrating. The whole thing is frustrating. However, with that said, they're getting it done. Now it's time for Hunter Biden and other Biden family members to be called before the committees, and they need to start answering questions about what they did to get the monies that they got, the tens of millions of dollars. How much did they receive? What did they do for that money? First person I would call would be Hunter himself. And, he ought to be subpoenaed now. Now, he'll probably plead the fifth, is my guess, with Abby Lowell as his attorney. I can't imagine he'd want to answer a single question. I don't think Abby would let him answer a question. I don't think he would risk possible contempt to Congress like they tried to do to Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro. So I would imagine he's going to go in, plead the fifth, walk out. You know, as long as you show up, you can plead the fifth all day. Anyway, my friend, appreciate the call. At 9 Eastern tonight, Hannity, Fox News, remembering 9/11. Also, Joe Biden's in a poll collapse and a disastrous time at this 26-minute Hanoi press conference that had to be stopped by his staff. It was so bad. Kellyanne Conway, Ari Fleischer will join us. Sarah Carter, Kaylee McEnany, Tommy Lahren, Frank Siller from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. 9 Eastern, set your DVR, weeknights. Hannity on the Fox News Channel. We'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
private. Put down your phone. This is the Army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.